This is Rad Radio, the radio show you deserve, not the one you need. What does that say about you? This is Rob, Anybody, and Dawn.
Got this email, rad@radradio.com, from Kelly.
Hey, Kelly.
During the Dr. Rob segment, had a woman write in a couple weeks from now. She's flying to Texas to see her dad. Actually see him for the first time ever, apparently.
Wow.
But that's not what she was writing us about. Not nervous about that. She was nervous about the flight.
Bah.
So we gave her a variety of different ideas, depending on how she looks at things, her mindset, things like that. And Kelly said, hey, Rob, just wanted to let the fearful flyer know it could be worse. I'm getting that. Sometimes that makes you feel better, right? Misery loves company and also perspective, right? It could be worse. Kelly says, I'm getting ready to go on a 10-hour flight next week, never having been on a flight, which makes me quite nervous.
Oh. Whoa.
Let's get to Treble Trouble.
Treble Trouble, Treble Trouble. Treble Trouble, Treble Trouble.
First time flyers get a tour of the cockpit. You ever seen a grown man naked?
Oh, the pre 9/11 days when it was actually true that they let kids go into the cockpit and see the captains and learn about them. Oh. Now, none of that.
I never got to do that.
No, you didn't. I mean, born in what, 91, 90?
90, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, by the time you're flying, it's way past 9/11, and they used to do it. It's a really cool thing. Those damn foreigners, which is what you're playing tickets to say for. See how I did that? See what I did there?
Impressive.
Yeah, not really. It wasn't really well crafted, but thank you, Brando. We have a pair of tickets to see Foreigner. Not the ones that caused 9/11,
Jesus.
As far as we know. The show is at Hard Rock Live Sacramento.
That's right. They just live amongst us and act like they're normal.
I just alluded to one of America's iconic rock bands as possibly being the cause of 9/11. That's great. That's good stuff.
Oh, you know what? To make you feel better, I just took it as they're just terrorists in general.
Good. Wonderful. That makes me feel tons better.
Possibly. Yeah. Allegedly.
Foreigner show is at a Hard Rock Live in Sacramento, who I'm sure is thrilled to be associated with us right now on Friday night, October 18th. But remember, Wins Tates is upgraded for the grand prize drawing to go to the front row.
You never know. Jukebox Hero might have been one of their hype-up songs to get ready for the thing.
It's got planes in the skies.
I love the thing.
How you feeling about it, Brando?
Not good.
Yeah.
Not good.
Yeah,
like,
both,
I feel...
We both kind of botched those.
A little disrespectful to the whole thing. I just... Yeah. Can we cut that out?
No, let's get to Treble Trouble. Caller 18 is Robert. Good morning.
Yo, yo, yo.
Yo, yo, yo.
You will guess first. If you know the song title, you win. If not, we'll go to Vincent.
What's up, Chubbs?
What's up?
That's me, Chubbs. Thank you. Yeah, right back at you. And Sean, you're caller 20.
Yes.
Okay.
Great answer.
Here.
We need the title of this rock song from 1981. We don't care about the artist. You should. What we need is the title of this 1981 song. Robert, do you know it?
Is that Waiting for a Girl Like You?
Vincent, do you know?
Nightlife.
By the way, Sean heard the clip and hung up, so that's it.
Oh,
wow.
I'm out.
Sorry, guy.
It is a Foreigner song. You're playing for tickets to see Foreigner. It is called Girl on the Moon.
I don't know where she's from. She's like a girl on the moon.
See, there it is. Girl on the Moon. See?
It sounds similar to the other one, though.
Hopefully she has oxygen.
A girl like you, whatever.
I've been waiting for her. That's much slower.
Oh, is that all they did? They just slowed it down.
And it was a much bigger hit, too.
I just want to publicly apologize for anybody I offended for referring to a terrorist in their favorite song, getting ready for a terroristic act.
My
gut feels awful.
Okay,
it just made me feel so bad, and I did not want to disrespect those lives lost and any terroristic act, but honestly, it's just like, no.
Hey, man, if that was important to you, I'm glad you did it.
Yes.
Coming up here at the bottom of the hour after we do some food news, we are going to, if you're watching us on Rad TV at members.radradio.com during the commercial break, rather than show you the sights and sounds of what's going on behind the scenes, which would be Brandon flogging himself in some way as he continues to beat himself up. You're not going to see that.
I'm good.
No, you're not going to get that. Instead, we'll watch it, but you guys will watch the Dogwoods Resort Canine Cam.
The big little puppy.
What's coming up, Brando?
Well, most of the video is actually not of a dog. Oh, it is actually a tour of Melissa from Sac Spirit. She sent me a very nice video of a tour of her garden that she just finished putting together. So there's a bird that flies through the window.
Of course, there's insects in gardens.
Absolutely. And
right,
so,
whether we see them or not, they're in there.
So the takeaway that I had from that video was, wow, this is very meditative because Melissa is narrating it and describing all the things in her beautiful garden. And it made me feel so relaxed. So maybe I'll watch the Canine Cam and relax myself after this botch job I had during this previous epic. But also her dog Tut, the blue heeler, I think. Sorry, Melissa.
I think she said it's a
shepherd,
healer.
Australian shepherd, I think.
Cool-looking dog.
He is featured as well.
I feel like it's a blue heeler. I think you were right.
Yeah. Send in your videos horizontally recorded, rad@radradio.com. We're happy to feature them. By the way, Sac Spirit, those are otherwise known as the Ghost Whisperers. They run around to people's homes and they tell you you have dead relatives living with you and things like that. Is that fair, Brandon?
They're
right?
Paranormal investigators at sacspirit.com.
And they're invited in those homes.
I love them to death. I play with them. By the way, we got this email from Veronica that says, I never thought I'd hear the day that you would connect 9/11 with foreigner in one sentence, yet here we are. Best contest segue to date, Rob. Well, thank you very much. As I mentioned, food news was on the way, and we got this. This is such a great note we got from Katie.
Hi, Katie.
Always great, right, when we come up with theme songs and people have reactions to them. And we already had Brandon's food news theme song, which is still the food news theme song. Mm. But Kyle updated it for now.
Yeah, I mean, it had to be updated.
And, oh, yes, for now, quote.
Katie wrote in and said, can you please play Kyle's food news song at both the end and beginning of the food news segment?
Wow.
As it's so great. I can't get enough of it. I've gone back and listened to it a million times, and it's better when it's unexpected, and I also love the big fat blobs, I mean Rob's comment during Kyle's edition of the Food News song.
Food is what makes Rob super fat.
I'm not super fat.
He's
not
eating
fat.
Yeah. Straight from the vat.
No, I'm not.
Dude, for real, that's one too many meals.
That might be true.
Soon your pants will not fit your waist.
No indication of that.
Dude, seriously, dude, you're eating way too much food. It's time for Rob to start a diet.
Food news is news about food. Really, on Rad TV? Really? We're showing enormous people?
I updated the animation.
That can't get out of their homes on Geraldo and stuff.
It's the update of the animation for the food news jingle on Rad TV.
Every day is a day. Today is National Banana Day.
Oh, banana? I love bananas.
By the way, bananas are the most purchased item in the produce department and are among the most popular items in the supermarket overall. They are behind by category. Bread is the number one most purchased thing in America overall throughout the year in a grocery store, followed by eggs, meat, milk, coffee, and then bananas.
Wow.
Ahead of things like chips, juice, pasta, frozen foods, and yogurt.
That is so surprising.
It's for those cramps.
Do not like bananas.
Yeah. Oh, I love bananas.
Don't like the consistency.
Love them.
Mostly don't like the... And yet, weirdo, love banana bread.
So good.
That's different.
See, I've been eating bananas a lot in the morning just because they help with the cramping and everything and working out first thing. But I can't stand the grittiness on the teeth. It's the consistency is good and everything, but it makes me want to grind my teeth all morning. Like I have chocolate over it.
So they say that if you get cramps, that it's a potassium issue.
Mm-hmm.
And occasionally, either one of my feet, and it's like once a quarter. I've talked to my doctor about it. He's like, don't worry about it. it'll cramp up on the base of your foot, and it like hurts. And the only thing that helps it is if you stand up. It helps me. Sorry, I don't know your experience. Is if you stand up and walk on it. So if I'm like sitting on the sofa, we're watching a show, and my foot will cramp up, my wife will yell out, "Eat a banana!" Because her mom raised her the same way. It's like potassium will have this instant effect. I'm like, how about I just get up and walk on it? I'm not going to eat a banana. I hate bananas.
Now, it might start to get worse with your size and everything, so be on the lookout for that.
Hey, just keep finding those random ways to throw them in there. You got a limited window, I'm telling you. By the way, bananas are berries because they grow from a flower with a single ovary. They do contain seeds, but all berries are fruits. It's just that technically banana is a berry. Note for tomorrow's pressure cooker.
Dumb. Oh. I mean, like, who categorized that?
Probably, science? Yeah, exactly.
They're not
yeah.
even round, though. They're long and skinny. They don't even look like a berry.
Not all berries are round.
But all berries look different.
Strawberries, blackberries.
Blueberries,
all kind of roundish.
Not really.
No.
Yeah, I mean, maybe those strawberries are heart-shaped-ish, but the bananas just, they don't feel like they should be a damn berry.
No. We need to go back, because he said they're all roundish, and they're not.
Halle Berry?
A blueberry is round. That's right. Halle Berry, not round.
She's got curves that are round. That's for
damn. Mm. Oh, but in all the right places. 29% of Americans say they like to eat bananas when they are at least partially green.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 6% prefer them to be mostly green.
Ew.
And half of you want it to be that perfect yellow.
Yeah, exactly. And I need a little brown.
Yeah, I need it to be on the verge of brown, like like a hint, like a hint of a hue of brown to eat it because it's softer. I don't like a ripe banana.
I always knew I needed a hint of brown in my life, so I just married a black girl. Now I have a full-on dosage of it daily.
See, I think that when they're a little green still, they have a way better flavor. They're a little slimier, like the juice of the slime.
Oh, you're
better.
Selling me. You're selling me
I
now.
Know.
Oh, God, I can't. And I've said to myself when I'm shopping for bananas, because my pops who lives with us, my father-in-law, loves bananas. And he likes them how Brandon and I like them, how we described. And I'll go, who the hell wants these that are all green? Oh. And then they'll have like all yellow. Apparently, this is why they're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you weirdos that want a green banana.
Yes. Remember, you have an opinion different than somebody else. You're a weirdo.
Aren't we all weirdos?
Next up in the food news pile, as a salute to Barbie's 65th anniversary, and of course, the movie and the success and all that.
Great movie.
Yes, we're doing food news, and the opening sentence of story number two is, as a salute to Barbie's 65th anniversary, Mattel and Heinz have announced a collaboration special sauce.
Oh.
It's a condiment mashup that none of us knew we needed, nor did we ask for it. It's called Heinz Classic Barbecue Sauce. Get it?
Dumb.
Barbie. Q barbecue.
Oh, I get it.
It's a mix of mayonnaise and barbecue sauce, and yes, it's Barbie pink. There you go.
It's pink.
Gross. Available now. Yeah,
that is
but it has to be
disgusting.
Pink. It's Barbie. It's Barbie Q.
And you know what else? Sauce. They sat around going, "How can we get on that?" Right? I mean, I know a lot of people already got on the Barbie bandwagon a while ago, we still want to get on it.
I'm more troubled by the fact it took them this long to go from barbecue sauce to barbecue.
And pink.
Barbecue sauce.
Yeah, it's like messing with my senses almost. Like, I don't want to eat it. I don't feel like it's going to taste right.
Is the bottle shaped like a Barbie?
Kids. Once again, I have to step in and be the marketing voice of the show. This ain't about you. Here's what I promise you. The commercials for barbecue sauce will be played exclusively on Nickelodeon.
Yes.
Your kids will drive you insane to buy it in the store, and you will, because that's how it works, to shut them up.
Annoying.
I mean, because, yes, pink barbecue sauce. First of all, don't get all provincial about barbecue sauce out of a jar that's Heinz ketchup and what is it?
Mayo.
And mayo.
What?
Really? Really? Come on, kids.
That's not barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
Barbecue sauce.
By the way, speaking of barbecue sauce, we do have our own. It's called Rob's Espresso Barbecue Sauce. It's a very specific type of barbecue sauce, but it is beloved by many, and it is available in our stupid store.
Superstore.
Just go to radradio.com, hit the stupid store, the one on the
Superstore.
Left. Superstore. With the hoodies and then the merch. You can get all our cookbooks and all of our food products there. at radradio.com. All right, now the company behind such fine products as Pop-Tarts, Pringles, and Cheez-Its.
Oh, my.
Is debuting a brand new way to enjoy one of the country's favorite snacks, Rice Krispie Treats.
Oh,
I'm listening.
Yeah, what's up?
Rice Krispie Treats are a uniter.
Dawn and I grew up in a terrible time, for a variety of reasons. No seatbelts on our school buses. We were allowed to be home alone during
the
day.
Throw in the back of a truck and ride freely in it.
It's amazing we lived through that time. But then there's legitimate reasons. See, that was sarcasm. I know most of you don't understand that. If we wanted Rice Krispie Treats, we had to either, depending on our age, make them ourselves or have Mom do it.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, Mom, because I'm a sexist from the 70s and early
80s. Well, I mean, that's usually who it was.
We didn't have the ability to go to the grocery store, even a convenience store, and buy a packaged Rice Krispie treat that somehow amazingly, because when they came out, I was like, yeah, right. Well, it's going to taste the same. They do. They're amazing.
But yes, they were not available to us.
Nope, didn't
you
have that.
You had to wait for Mom to make them.
It's so much better homemade, though.
No, they're not.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Fresh out the oven. Oh, no. Yeah.
Yep.
No, by the way, you can take those the ones you buy in the store, you microwave them for 3 to 5 seconds. They taste just like it. They're amazing.
But were they made with Mom's love? I think not.
No. Mm-mm. Yeah, that's a phony thing in your brain.
No, you know what? And I don't eat them warm. Good. I like them just like they are.
Oh. They're fantastic.
I don't even think I eat them warm.
Oh, they're good cold, too.
Yeah, that's how you eat. Okay, wait. Okay, this is... I never even heard of eating them warm.
What? So good.
Rice Krispie Treats, you waited till they cooled down.
I can't wait.
And then you ate them.
Nope.
I never even knew that. Yeah. This is new to me. I sound like I'm yelling at you about it. I'm not. I'm like, I'm mind blown. Literally, I'm 54 years old. And Rice Krispie Treats, we always waited till they cooled down. You cut them in their squares or whatever, and then you eat them.
Yeah, there's no waiting. It's like, I can't wait. I have to eat it right now.
Which I understand that part of it, but I just, again, these are just opinions and personal tastes.
Well, see, and that's the other.
But given the choice, I don't want them when they're hot, or I don't even really need them warm. They're fine at room temperature.
See, that's another, that shows the terrible time we grew up in, because we had to wait for everything. Right? And parents loved to make us wait. Even if they didn't have to, they would say, we have to wait. They loved to torture us.
So starting this spring, you'll be able to snag a new flavor that has been at the top of Rice Krispie Treats fans' wish list for a while. In other words, they've been requesting it. And much like the classic version, each snack is packaged individually. But instead of the blue packaging that the traditional Rice Krispie Treats, which you can still get, come in.
Okay, good, because I like the blue.
You get a different package that is blue and orange.
Orange.
Where's this going?
Orange, or the new flavor... Rice Krispies Treats chocolatey peanut butter.
Oh.
Why orange?
Yeah.
Because peanut butter is almost orange and brown is not an attractive color. It reminds people of poop. That's why.
What kind of peanut butter is it?
To make the snack, real peanut butter, that's all they say, is added to the traditional cereal and marshmallow mix while chocolate is layered on the bottom of each treat.
Oh, it's like a Rice Krispie Treat bar.
Oh.
Stop it.
I want to put a marshmallow in between two of them and make it like a Rice Krispie s'more, because the chocolate's in there with the peanut butter. It'd be delicious.
I love the vagueness of the final statement of the press release. They will be hitting snack aisles at retailers nationwide starting this spring. Well, it's been spring for a month.
Yeah,
where are they?
Hell?
I love how they give themselves that three-month window. Two-month window now until the middle of June.
And some will do it. It's 2 days before summer, but it's still spring.
That's right. When we told you they would be
out. Anybody. And Dawn. The Rob,
Anybody,
and Dawn Show.